A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Psalm 27 plus. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Father in heaven bless you and your house and keep you. Glory to God in the highest. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on our behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man, like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight. The Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, who, being God, was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory, in his awesome name, we come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and grace for you and your entire house, all of your people, on every side, all of your family, all of your blood, from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, as his divine power has given to you all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called you by glory and virtue, by which have been given to you exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, you, O Lord, are a shield for us, our glory, and the one who lifts up our head. We cry to the Lord with our voice on your behalf, and he hears us from his holy hill. Selah. The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? The Lord is the strength of your life. Of whom shall you and your family be afraid? When the wicked come against you and your people to eat up your flesh, your enemies and your foes, they will stumble and fall. Though an army may arise against you and your family, you shall not fear. Though a war may arise against you and your house, this you and your family can be confident in, that you will live in the house of the Lord all the days of your lives, flourish in the courts of our God, to behold the beauty of the Lord. For in the time of trouble he will hide you in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide you and your people. He shall set you in your house high upon a rock, the rock of Jesus. And now your head shall be above your enemies all around. Therefore, You and your family will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. Your hearts will sing praises to our God. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. For you are good, for your mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, his name is called Everlasting Father. According to the riches of his grace, in Christ we ask the Lord to teach you and all of your family his way and lead you in a smooth path because of your enemies. In Christ we pray that he will not deliver you to the will of your adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against you in your house, and such as breathe out violence. According to the riches of his glory, let God keep you in your house as the apple of his eye, hide you and your family under the shadow of his wings, from the wicked who oppress you, from the deadly enemies who surround you. You and your people would lose heart if you did not believe that you would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You and your family shall wait on the Lord, and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your hearts. Wait on the Lord. The Lord shall renew your strength. You and your people shall mount up with wings like eagles. You shall run and not be weary. You shall walk and not faint. You and your family will be strong and of good courage. You will not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He will strengthen you and your people. He will help you. He will uphold you with his righteous right hand. He sustains you in a desert land, in a howling wilderness waste. He shields you. He cares for you. He guards you as the apple of his eye. You were cast upon him from birth. From your mother's womb he has been your God. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. In the name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of our souls, in Christ we pray, you will lift up your soul. In God, you and your house will trust. O Lord our God, how great you are! Your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains. Your justice like the ocean depths. The God of love and peace cares for you and your family. How precious is his unfailing love! You and your family shall find shelter in the shadow of his wings. He feeds you and your family from the abundance of his own house, letting you and your people drink from the rivers of delight. For he is the fountain of your life, the light of your soul. In Christ we pray the Lord will continue his loving kindness to your family and his righteousness to your house. Let not the foot of pride come against your house, and let not the hand of the wicked drive your people away. For God is the King of all earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and all those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory. We claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, and all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin. And do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all things that come forth from it. Thanks to the Lord for you and your family. You and yours are so precious. Concerning these things, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence for God's thoughts towards you and your house, our thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the light of the world, the light of life, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and He hears us. By the mercies of God, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants, according to His word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In Him who is true, as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all His saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. God is watching over His word to perform it, and it shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish His purpose and succeed in the thing for which He sent it. The Lord gives voice before His army, for His camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes His word. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of His heart to all generations. In Jesus' name, so be it. Through you, O God, we will push down our enemies. Through your name, we will trample those who rise up against us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Salah. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.